Blackstone presents Behind Their Screens, What Teens Are Facing and Adults Are Missing by Emily Weinstein and Carrie James. This book is read by Emily Weinstein. For Nina, T, and Ella, you're growing up in a world that's changing fast. We're here for you every step of the way. Introduction. What are we missing? Why does it matter? There's a painting we love by the Ukrainian artist Oleg Shupliak. It looks at first glance like one of Van Gogh's famous self-portraits. But Shupliak's version is an optical illusion. If you shift your perspective a bit, the bearded Van Gogh turns into a pastoral landscape. Vincent's nose is a person sitting in a field. His ear is the wide-brimmed hat of a girl in a flowing dress. His eyebrows are the rooftops of buildings in the distance. What does this have to do with teens and social media? In short, there is more than at first meets the eye. Over the last decade, we, Emily and Carrie, have studied teens' digital lives. Our team at Harvard Project Zero has had incredible access to the ins and outs that are often hidden from adults' view. Time and again, our research has shown that there is more than meets the eye about teens and social media. Our latest research reveals surprising, important gaps between adults' common assumptions and teens' realities. Just a few examples. Digital afterlife. Adults often assume teens are oblivious to the ways their digital lives could come back to haunt them later in life. With the aim of protecting teens, we double down on messages like, "What you post lasts forever," and "Your digital footprint stays with you for life." But teens' digital missteps happen for other reasons. Plus, posts aren't always in teens' control. Digital documentation and sharing are constant, and other people are perpetually uploading and tagging content without permission. Digital habits. Adults assume teens are reluctant to part with their phones or turn off notifications because they're addicted. Design features compel ongoing use, and teens' developmental vulnerabilities amplify effects well beyond what adults often see. But teens also describe how friendships are on the line. Disconnecting means being out of the loop socially, risking being seen as rude, or worse, being unavailable for a struggling friend. These burdens are in constant tension with parents' messages to get off your phone. Digital activism. Some adults worry about teens facing backlash for speaking up online about civic issues, yet fail to appreciate pressures teens face that make staying silent feel just
sample complete. Ready to continue?